This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 81 for Thursday, September 27th. I'm Phil Franz Warkenton. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Thursday morning, taking back some of yesterday's gains. The November contract down $7.40 at $718.70 per ton. That contract had climbed above the psychological $720 per ton level yesterday, but is now testing back below that chart point amid ideas the corrective bounce was overdone. Losses in Chicago soy oil accounted for some spillover selling pressure as well, with European rapeseed also down sharply on the day. The Malaysian palm oil market is closed for a holiday. Seasonal harvest pressure remained another bearish influence in canola, although a system is bringing rains to parts of Saskatchewan and western Manitoba today. In the U.S., soybeans were lower while the grains were mixed, as traders adjust positions ahead of tomorrow's quarterly stocks report from the USDA. Buying interest out of China should be subdued over the next week, with businesses there closing for the Golden Week holiday. Soybeans down 11 cents in November, back below $13 at $12.91 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of about 672,000 tons were at the lower end of trade expectations. Recent strength in the U.S. dollar and relative weakness in the Brazilian currency is reportedly making Brazilian soybeans more attractively priced on the export market. That's causing more demand to shift to South America. Ahead of tomorrow's USDA stocks report, average trade estimates call for a slightly tighter carryout number for soybeans than the USDA called for earlier this month. Corn, it is trading to both sides of unchanged, posting small gains in the most active months, up 1.5 cents in December at 484 and three quarters. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of 842,000 tons were in line with trade expectations. Expectations ahead of tomorrow's report are for slightly larger U.S. corn carryout stocks compared to a year ago. U.S. wheat futures are mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up a penny in December at 751 and three quarters per bushel. Kansas City down 5 cents in December at 688 per bushel. Chicago wheat, it's down a penny into December at 578 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales were solid, topping trade guesses at just over 500,000 tons. However, chart-based selling weighed on some markets, with Kansas City hitting its lowest levels in 2 years. In addition to quarterly stocks data, the USDA will also release its small grains report tomorrow, which will update the country's wheat production numbers. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, September 28th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Warkenton.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.